Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Huyer. Unemployment in Australia is rising and getting higher than expected. It is now at 3.7%. Economists thought the rate for July would be between 3.5 and 3.6%. The number of unemployed people increased by 36,000. The Reserve Bank of Australia wants the unemployment rate to rise over the next few months as part of a strategy to lower inflation. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was talking to the National Conference of the Labour Party in Brisbane, and he said the Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum will see the party deliver on one of its key commitments. Mr. Albanese says the creation of a Voice to Parliament advisory body would help get better outcomes for Indigenous Australians.
Our commitment to recognise and celebrate the oldest continuous culture on earth, our commitment to listen to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people so we get better results in health and housing and education and jobs, so we close the gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. Our commitment to a voice enshrined in Australia's constitution. Let's get this done together.
A survey ordered by the Commonwealth Bank has found the majority of pharmacists expect the value of their business to fall. This loss of confidence is attributed to a change in dispensing rules. According to the 10th annual CommBank Pharmacy Insights report, 72% of community pharmacists expect the value of their business to decline, compared to 10% 6 months earlier. The government's new policy will increase the dispensing time to 60 days instead of 30 days for some medicines, and will come into effect in September. The Pharmacy Guild, which represents many pharmacy owners, has been campaigning against the changes. The federal government says the Guild is engaging in a scare campaign with the coalition's support. Authorities in the United States are sending more dogs to Maui in Hawaii to help in the search for human remains after the wildfires, which have killed more than 100 people. President Joe Biden and his wife Jill will visit the island next week to meet with survivors as well as first responders and government officials. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Deanne Criswell, says the canine search teams will be increased to 49 dogs.
This is a really hard disaster, and this is a really difficult search operation. Because of the conditions and the fire debris, the dogs have to navigate the heat. They have to deal with issues with their paws, walking through glass and debris. And in these conditions, the dogs require frequent rest, which is why we are sending in additional dogs to augment the operation.
At least four churches have been set on fire in Pakistan over claims two men had desecrated the Quran. The attacks took place in Jallianwala, which is a province of eastern Punjab. Residents say up to a dozen buildings connected to churches have also been damaged. The church historian at the National Catholic Institute of Theology in Karachi, Father Gulshan Barkat, says the blasphemy allegations are false.
So far, the cases which have emerged, so-called blasphemy, pertaining to blasphemy laws, most of the 100% of those cases were falsely accused, and maybe they wanted to grab the land, they wanted to chase out the Christian community from the area.
I am Julien Heuillet. This is SBS News in Easy English.